Okay, we start a new perek. Okay, to the regel. All right, the sugya we're going to be learning for the next 2.5-3 weeks is the sugya of tzrayris. It's known as the sugya of tzrayris. Obviously, the case of tzrayris is a very limited case, but it has much more major implications because it's nageya. So the yanim of kaychay and kayach kaychay, which we discussed a little on Dalet Amud Beis, kaychay b'anayim. So we'll get to that in the Gemara. First, for today, we're going to try to figure out the gedarim of tzrayrus. Let's see the Mishnah. Ketzer haregel muedes v'shaber b'derech ilucha. What is the oifin of the mazik of haregel? L'shaber derech ilucha, to break as it goes. V'heimu muhedes lahala kedarko l'shaber. The behem is a muhed to go normally and break. So the Gemara's mission says two things, regel and behem. So I've seen the Gemara, what's the difference between regel and behem? Next, hoysam iva'etes. Okay, so right away, hoysam iva'etes doesn't belong in the Mishnah. Tosis by Merx, Hoysim of Etes is not regal, it's in the wrong Mishnah. Be'ita is kicking. Kicking has nothing to do with Ketzer HaRegel.
Why
can't it just be shown as a chiluk, even though it looks like it's regal, it's not? And that's why
you mean
the Kafsam of Etes, because it's also with the regal.
It's regal.
Right here. But what does Tosa say? Tosa says, Hosem of Eretz, Agav de Shovel at Tzroiris, Nakat Lahacha. Tosa says, Shovel at Tzroiris. I think what you're saying says in the Meiri. That since it's with the foot, so that's why it says it here. One of the Rishonim says it. Hoysam of Eretz, Tosa says, Agav de Shovel at Tzroiris, Nakat Lahacha. What does Tosis mean that it's shovel at Tzrayris? I got the shovel at Tzrayris, Dr. Lahacha. What does Tosis mean is the same as Tzrayris? Tosis means that's Chati Nezek, the same as Tzrayris. And Karen Tam is like Chati Nezek, just like Tzrayris is Chati Nezek. So it's very schwer to issue a son Tosis. It's not shovel at Tzrayris. Karen and Tzrayris are the same. Keren is Chai B'Shusarabim, Tzrayris is Potter B'Shusarabim. Keren pays Magufay and Tzrayris pays Menaliyah. It's very hard to understand what Tosis means. I got the shovel of Tzrayris, not a lahacha. Since it's similar in one way to Tzrayris, it's chapter on here. I'm not a satisfying teretz. The Rashba says differently. The Rashba says that since the purpose of this mission is really to teach us the dinim of tzrayrus, not to teach us regel. We already discussed regel. We know the concept of regel. The ikar purpose of the mission is the mechalav between regel and tzrayrus. The question is, by which mazikin is there a din tzrayrus? Which mazik has a din of tzrayrus? We know regel has tzrayrus. If you're walking and the tzrayrus shoot out, that's tzrayrus. Shein, does Shein have tzrayrus? So Tosis on the Amud Beis, Tosis naiver ba'ashva. Tosis afagad the toilet tzrayrus the regel, ashvina tzrayrus the Shein. Does Shein also have tzrayrus? Truth is Shein and regel always have the same dinim. What about Karen? Does Karen have tzrayrus? If it does something mishuna and a rock shoots out, does that have dinei tzrayrus? So the Rashba says that Amish is sticking in Hoysam Iva'etes to tell you that by Karen there are also dinei tzrayrus. If it was kicking, it's also a case Well, obviously, if it's kicking and it's not tzrayrus, it's chayiv. But if it's kicking and it's tzrayrus, also the rules of the seifa that tzrayrus pechati nezek, that applies to beita as well, to karen as well. That's always up to Rashi, but that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Ha'isam eva'etes, they tell us this rule that tzrayrus, I guess to shame it doesn't have to say, because regal and shame are always the same. And even Karen, which is not the same as many different, but Karen is much different than Regal, still, Gavit Tzrayris, the Mishnah is telling us that Karen Tzrayris applies. What's the Raya that the Tzrayris applies to Shane? To Karen, I mean. Gemara later has an Ibaya, if Ye Shinu L'Tzrayris or Ain Shinu L'Tzrayris. Tzrayris, which is normally Chati Nezek, if it's Tzrayris and Karen together, is that Ravi Nezek or Chatzin Nezek? It's anybody in the Gemara later. If Yeshina the Tzrayris, if it's Chatzin Nezek or Ravi Nezek. How does the Rashba fit in the Mishnah? How does the Rashba stim? Hoysam Eve'etes. Hoysam Tzrayris Nezek V'tachas V'aklav V'shav V'sakev V'shav Chatzin Nezek. Sounds like the Rashba stims better if you hold Tzrayris of Karen, Chatzi Nezek. That's the Lashon HaMishnah. We shouldn't say anything about Ravi Nezek. So the way the Rashba's learning, look, it stims well if you hold Tzrayris of Karen, Chatzi Nezek. If you hold Tzrayris of Karen as Ravi Nezek, it's a little hard to fit it into the Lashon HaMishnah. So the Peshua is matzik. The Peshua goes with the Rashba's mahalach. He doesn't mention the Rashba by name, but he goes with the Rashba's mahalach. And he says that if you hold Tzrayris of Karen, his Ravi and Nezek, then Taicha the Mishnah is Hoysam Eva'etes, is one way you pay half. If it's Mishona Eva'etes. Or if it was Darsa Klevisha, or it was Menatzim etachas reglah, Tzrayris menatzim, it's Chatzi Nezek. And the two together is a half of a half, which is a quarter. So Peshua is matchik that it should fit into the Lashon a little. But with the Daichik, without the Daichik, Lamaisa, the Lashon of Hoysim of the Etef that sticks in Karen makes sense, at least like the Rashi and the Pnei Yeshua. It's telling you that there's Tzrayris by Karen. So this pshat is not Taisus pshat, but it's, I think, a little more satisfying than Taisus pshat. The only problem is, if Tzrayris applies to Regel, Shane and Karen, why does the Mishnah start Ketzer Regel when it wants to teach you Dine Tzrayris? Start Ketzer Regel and teach you Dine Tzrayris. I have Regel and Shane that really want the Shkeferlach. But if it's Karen also, it needs a little bit of a hesber. It would be nice if we had a hesber. Why the Mishnah starts Ketzer Regel if it's coming to teach you that Tzrayris, which applies to Karen as well. So Mitzvah Shev, hopefully we'll have a teretz for this. In the meantime, let's finish the Mishnah. Dar sal aklivish avrasai v'nafal aklivish avrai alurishin mishal nezek shalom la'achri mishal v'chatzi nezek. That's a second example of Tzrayris. A third example of Tzrayris, a tarnagoy le muadim lahalach kedakan ulishaber. A tarnagoy also has regel, even though they have very skinny feet that they break with, but lamaisa, they walk in the street, they're masik. I guess that's the chiddush. Maybe there's no chiddush in that. The chiddush is the second part. Hoya the leal kosher baraglav. If his chicken got a entangled in a in a string that's attached to the leg of the chicken, it's attached to a bucket or pail. Or the chicken was dancing and it broke kalim. Mishalim chatzi nezek. It pays chatzi nezek. So dancing means that it's tzarar shot out from under its foot. What does delil mean? What is delil? I guess it was walking and the bucket swung around and it broke something. So that's Tzrayrus. That's Tzrayrus. That's what we're saying. Right, so what's the gear there? What makes something Tzrayrus or not Tzrayrus? By Regel. What's the rule? The Mishnah gives three examples. Pebble shooting out, or it breaks one keli, that breaks another keli, or this last delil of the tarnagel. What's the rule? What makes something tzrayrus? What's the lashon we always use? Well, what makes something tzrayrus? Huh? It's spray something out, shoots out. Well, what happens if an animal is pulling a wagon, and it goes crazy, starts running in the street, and the wagon swings around wildly and it breaks something? That's regel or that's tzrayrus? Is it shalom or chassi nezek? What do you think? What? What was the first condition? It has to be orchei. The going has to be orchei to be regel. And it can't be the guf of the animal. Can't be the guf of the animal. The Gemara says, we had it in the beginning of the parak, we have it again on the Amud Beis. But okay, shalal, if it damages with its saddle, or prumbia shabapia, it's a prumbia, a bite, a bit. A zug shabatavar, that's a good example. What's the difference? A zug shabatavar, it has a bell hanging from its neck, and it's mazik, and that's Tzrayrus. Right? And a wagon is Tzrayrus. Because he's in a wagon and a bell. Because he's in a wagon and a saddle. It's what? It's not on the goof. So you think the saddle is on the goof? The wagon's trailing behind. So if it's trailing behind, it's different. And a bell?
Can't be attached to these.
On it, even though it's hanging, how many inches is hanging and how many inches is not?
Can't be attached either.
Can't be attached. What about the delil? The delil is attached.
What is this
ad yaduye? Does that mean it's not attached?
Yeah,
is it flew off or flew and it's still attached to the string? So you're saying anything that's connected is regel and anything that's disconnected is connected is regel, and it's disconnected. All right, so the way you understand, if a string is hanging from it and it swings it and shoots it out, since it's connected, it's going to be regel. Do you understand? So the Gemara says the lashon ad yaduye. The Gemara says that it's shot out. I understood that it's still attached with the string. So the Gemara is not clear. A chicken, the way I pictured, you have a string attached to a delil and attached to a chicken's leg, and it flies, it dances around, it walks around, it's going to swing out. Usually the gather that we say, kaichai is tzrayris, and gufai is not tzrayris, is regal. That's generally the way we understand, that's the simple touch. Kaichai is tzrayris, and Gufai is not. The Rosh, later, when he explains Tarnagel and Simon Bays, Imhizik HaTarnagel B'dlil Derech Hiluchai, if the Tarnagel has a string attached to it as Delil, and it's walking and it's just schlepping it along. It's mazik derech iluchay misham nezek shalom. The dabar hamachubul agufay kagufay dami. The Rosh says, dabar hamachubul agufay kagufay dami kamay agala hamishaches bekarin. Like if you have a calf pulling a wagon, that it's regel. That's right. So the Rosh learns that anything that's mechuba to the goof of the animal, and it's mazik derech iluchai, is not tzrayrus, is rega. So, but the case of delil must be a case where either, where it's mekaychai, either it's shot off and it's not connected to the foot, or do I understand even if it's still connected? But it wasn't derech iluchai. The Rosh's lashon is, if it's mazik with the delil, derech iluchai, it's rega. If it's mazik with the delil, by swinging it, ba'ad yaduya, however you understand the words, I think it means it swings it out, even if the string is technically attached. But that's kaychai. So that is, that's tzrayrus. Now when it pulls the wagon, it's also kaychai, when it pulls the wagon. Ka'a mechubba l'gufay k'gufay dami. And therefore, mechubba l'gufay k'gufay dami, meaning it's mazik because it's mechubba l'gufay. And in that case, when it's gufay, then it's regel. So the best way to teach is gufay is regel, and non-gufay is not regel. Just teach gufay is called mechubba l'gufay k'gufay dami. That's what it sounds like from the Rosh. Now the Rima Gash in the Shita Mekubetzes brings a bigger chiddush. He says that if the animal is matal galalim, or meiraglayim, and the meiraglayim are mazik directly onto something, it's matal meiraglayim into a pail of food, that's not tzrayrus, that's regel. If it goes directly to Shane, because it's tanah, but it's not tzrayrus. Why? The Rima Gash's lashon is because it's also mechuba l'gufay. Mechuba l'gufay meaning, technically, whatever comes out of the body is not attached, but it means it's one straight stream of meraglayim that's attached to the animal. That's called mechuba l'gufay. He says that's also regal. That's also not tzrayrus. So that the gedder of tzrayrus is something that's not mechuba l'gufay. And the gedder of regel is something that is mechuba l'gufay. That would be the basic hagdara according to the Rosh and the Rima Gash. Now in the Gedulei Shmuel here in the beginning of the Perek, he works hard to understand the gedder of what's tzrayrus and what's not tzrayrus based on this Rosh and this Rima Gash. And the rule that kol ha-mechubah l'gufay has a din of gufay. This klal, that anything that's mechubah to the guf has a din of the guf. And he brings an interesting makar for this chiddush, that anything connected to the guf is not tzrayrus. He brings a raya from a Mishnah in Shoshan Nagach HaSapara. The Mishnah there says that if an animal kicks Mu'ubaris, it really doesn't matter if it on Memchesem Adbeis Shoshay Miskavan L'chaveiroi V'hika Se'isha V'yatsu Yilodeh. The Mishnah talks about a shar, depends what it's Miskavan for, but let's say it's Miskavan to kick an Isha and it makes the Isha lose the children. Is that Tzrayrus? Or is that tzrayrus, or is that regel? Let's say it did it der chilucha. It was mazik. The uber, you understand, the shar didn't hit the baby, didn't hit the belly of the isha. It hit the isha, let's say, in the head. The yatsi ladan caused her to lose the child. Now obviously, if it hit the baby directly, so that's obviously that's regal. If it's Karen, it's regal, it's regal. What happens if it hit the Isha and caused the pregnancy to be lost? Is that tzrayrus or is that regal? What's the shayla? Huh? What should it be? Huh? What should it be? It's mazik the Isha. And Mamela causes the over to die. There's a big tzad, that should be tzrayrus. Why should it be tzrayrus? Why should it be Tzoriris? What?
Attached to the mother.
It's attached to the mother. So therefore, it shouldn't be Tzoriris. First, you have to know that there's a shita that Uber lav yarechimai. We're talking now, there's machlokes in Shas, if Uber yarechimai or Uber lav yarechimai. If you hold the Uber as a part of the mother, there's nothing to talk about. There's no difference. Uber or a different Aver of the mother, it's all one. If Uber lav yarechimai, if you name on, the Uber and the mother are two different creatures. Uber lav yarechimai means that if you have a shifcha who's pregnant, the other could be mishachar one without the other. You can't be mishachar half a shifcha. Gemara says, how could you have a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin? You can't be mishachar half an eved. So it says if two people owned it, one was mishachar his whole chayrin. But you can't be mishachar a chatzi eved or chatzi shifcha. If you have a pregnant shifcha and you mishachar just the vlad and not the mother, just the mother and not the vlad. So if you all go be yerechimai, then you can't do it. Because it's chatzi shifcha. If you all go be lav yerechimai, that means the shifcha is a separate guf, and the mother is a separate guf. They're two separate people. Even though it's all in one package. But the ibor, the pregnancy, is just inside, it's a package that's inside the mother, but they're two different human beings. One is the mother, one is the baby. They're just wrapped up one in the other. Now, if you hold over lav yarechim, and you hold, and you have a case where the shor does damage to the mother, and thereby causes the uber to die, l'chayre, that should be tzrayus. What's the difference if you kick a rock, and the rock hits the baby, and the baby dies, or if you kick the mother, and the mother, I don't know what happens to her, she gets a trauma which causes the baby to die. She loses blood, and that causes the baby to die. Why isn't that the same? Why is it the same thing? Why isn't that Cyrus? So what's the answer to that? I don't think you think it's such a stark kasha. The question is, what's the answer? So I'll tell you the answer. Remember when you used to play tag when you were little boys? And there was base, and you're on base, then they couldn't tag you, right? So there was a rule, I don't know how you played in my days, there was something called electricity. And if you're touching base and you touch somebody else, he's also on base, right? Remember? Huh? Not so long ago. Why they called the other person it, I never understood. What he's saying is, and he's saying this in a rush, that by rules of Tzoriris, there's yes electricity. He started the game, he said, there's yes electricity or no electricity, right? What he's saying in the rush is that there's yes electricity, so to speak. Anything that's touching is considered to be gufay, and it's not tzoriris. If it's tzoriris, there has to be a disconnection. Some sort of disconnection. Kol ha-mechubah le-gufay ke-gufay dami. Even though if the mother would take a baby and would put the baby in one of these knapsacks and hang it from the stomach, and the shor would hit the mother would press against the baby and kill the baby, it would be tzoriris. The mechubah should be tzoriris. He's saying that it's not that way. That since the shor kicked the mother, and the mother had a bag attached to it, and the baby was attached to the mother, so, I don't call it electricity, but it's attached. So therefore, that would not be tzoriris. If the baby was in a carriage, and he pushed the mother, and the mother fell on the baby, then it could be tzoriris. Or if it shot out a rock, and the rock hit the baby, Chalila, that would be tzoriris. But if it's attached, then it's not tzoriris. He says it in both directions. Say if the mazik is a mu'ubaris. Say if the nizik, we're talking now, if the nizik is a mu'ubaris. The reverse would be true too. If you have a shartam, that's mu'ubaris. And it's mazik. Megufa, you pay for the baby. Because the baby's chiyus is attached to the mother's chiyus. And now you would extend that to cases of something hanging from the mother. But we're talking dikka today is when the nizik is attached. If the nizik is an ishamu beres, and you hold obalav yarechimai, then there's no difference between a woman who's carrying a baby because she's pregnant, or a woman who's carrying a baby in a knapsack in front of her, that if the shahr hits the mother and causes the mother, chalila, to hurt the child, in both cases, that's not tzareiris. Because it's all mechuber, it's all connected, and anything that's connected is regel, not tzareiris. This is the yesod that he is buying ice, aside from the Rosh, who says it about a wagon. I think I saw the Mukhi Yosef also mentions, if you're pulling a wagon, and the wagon hits, that's tzareiris. Even though if the animal would push the wagon, and the wagon would go flying down the hill, and be mazik, it would be tzareiris. Yet, if it's attached to the wagon, and the wagon is mazik, then it's not tzareiris. Because kol ha'mechuv l'gufei k'gufei dam. The Mela, we come away with this klal, and the truth is even a stronger raya from the Rimagash, the case of the Meir Aglaim. It's really a much stronger raya, because a scientist will tell you that the Meir Aglaim is not attached to the body. If there's a flow of Meir Aglaim, whatever's out is out. They're just next to each other. It's not attached, the animal can't pull it back. And still he says that it's regular. So it's a chiddush in the rule of tzreiris that we have here from the Rosh and the Rimagash. This chiddush in the din of tzreiris is that tzreiris has to be disconnected from the guf to be tzreiris. There has to be a disconnect from the guf in order for it to be tzreiris. If it's connected to the guf, it's not tzreiris. That's the klal, the way it comes out from the Rosh and the Rimagash, the optaych of tzreiris. This klal, hopefully we have clear. The problem with this klal, first of all, with this klal, I was wondering what would be if you have something that becomes attached each to the other. It would be the same thing. What would be the rule? Let's say the animal's walking with a wagon. A piece of store. There are a bunch of, let's say, fruit bins outside. So the wagon hits one fruit bin. So that's regular. It's attached. Now that fruit bin falls on the next fruit bin, knocks it over, and that falls on the next one. Like dominoes, right? Is that all regular? Is that what he means? That it's all regular? Was the second one already tzreiris? They're not attached. So, even though right now they're all touching each other, right now the wagon is touching the first, which touches the second, which is touching the third.
That's the same problem.
But it's not attached. Well, if the wagon is not there anymore, there's no different than throwing it, it's mazik. But if the wagon crashes into it, right? You picture an automobile crash, right? It hits it, it's finished. So it falls, and knocks the next one, knocks the next one, knocks the next one. So yo, that's all regal. Not all regal. So it has to be attached when it hits it, not when it. But it was attached when it hit it. What? Oh, so but the way we're saying now, darsal akli v'shavrasi nafal akli v'shavrai. When the shvira of the first kli hit the second kli, it was no longer attached to the mazik. I just don't know, I'm not sure. I wonder what would be if it is attached. If the wagon crashed into something, which fell into something. When he says if it's attached, it's the same. It has to be attached at the time of the Maisa Hezek? Of the Mazik? Right. It stepped on one cleat. So that cleat is touching the animal.
That's the Mazik Shalom.
Then. How did it break the second one?
The next thing broke the second one. Not the thing that attached. The next car. The next...
The first kli broke the second kli.
Right.
The way I understood, maybe I'm wrong, is that he pushed it and went flying and it broke the second one. They're saying no, it could be.
I
believe that he broke, but it went flying and broke the second one. Oh, so then zikha, that's no longer attached to the mazik. So zikha tzrayrus.
The first two were never attached to the mazik.
At the time he was mazik, he touched the mazik. The mazik touched him with his foot, right? So he was touching it, so that's regal. I say kufa is regal. So he was touching him when he broke it. Now, when the first kli broke the next kli, it has to be disattached from the original mazik, or even if it's still attached. Disattached certainly would be tzairus. What happens if it's still attached? I'm not sure. The tzair is where a wagon crashed into one bin. The second bin hit the first at that moment. It's like a series of dominoes. Once it falls, the wagon, the first, the second, the third, they're all attached to each other. But it's attached after it came to a stop. Sure. But anyway, this is now normally we don't normally if you ask somebody tzrayris, he tells you tzrayris is kaichai. And that kaichai is not tzrayris. Gufai is one thing, the kaichai is tzrayris. We're saying now you could have a case of kaichai which is not tzrayris. If it's kaichai and it's attached, that's not tzrayris, that's gufai. Kala mechubal gufai ka gufai dami, that's lashon of the Rosh. Alright, this is all nishitas Rosh or Rizagash. And appears to be a shita of the Shas Bavli. The Yerushalmi has a case of Tzrayris, which also the Gedol Shmuel brings us as well. The Yerushalmi seems to disagree with the Rosh's Klal. Yerushalmi has the following two cases. Darsa al Noid Shemen. The animal stepped on a canteen full of oil. The canteen in those days was leather, was something soft. Darsa al night shaman, it stepped on a container of oil. So the Yerushalmi says for the cost of the container that it was mazik, you pay nezek shalom. That's regular. For the cost of the oil, you pay chatzi nezek. Why? Why chatzi nezek? What? Tzrayus. Why is it Tzrayus? The fact that he stepped on it. You have to understand, what happens if he has a tape recorder wrapped in a bag? The animal steps on the bag and it breaks the bag and the tape recorder. Is that Tzrayus? Is that Tzrayus? Nobody's going to hold that Tzrayus. It's regular. Just because it's wrapped in a bag doesn't make it ice regular. That's pashut. So what does it mean if it stepped on a noid shel shemen? On the noid, you pay the whole thing. On the shemen chatzi nezek, how do you understand that? How do you understand? Why chatzi nezek on the oil? Huh? What was the damage to the oil? Does oil get squashed? The oil is liquid, it doesn't get squashed. I assume what it means is that the oil shot out of the night and it fell on the floor and it got ruined. I assume that's what it means. So why is it tzrayris? Because it's kaichai. The stepping on it wasn't mazik it. You step on oil, you don't ruin oil. Just when it stepped on the night, it caused the oil to shoot out. And that was the hezek that happened to the oil. That's the way I understand it. The words, the Yerushalmi, the way it's brought, is just darsa al night shel shemen, al night mishal nezek shalim, al hashem chatzi nezek. I assume that's what it means. If you have a better uptight, you'll be happy. I assume, because it doesn't make sense to me, just because it's wrapped in a noid. If you would have a pot wrapped in a box, you step on the box and you ruin the pot that you say on the pot that's chatzi nezek. It's not mustaver at all. So it must mean that it's oil. The oil shot out and it got ruined. Why is that, Cyrus? Because it's kaichai. The oil got ruined through kaichai. It didn't get ruined from gufai. You don't care to step on oil and ruin it. It's kayach was mazikit. Or a second case in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says Hoysa tabla, it was a tablet, it was a board. Vizchuchis aleha, that's the lashon. And there's a glass on top of the board. And as it's walking, it stepped on the board, and it ruined the glass. Al hatabla mishalem nezek shalem. The board which you broke, you pay the full. On the glass, you pay chatzi nezek. Why? Why don't we say electricity? That's all mechubar. Why don't we say it's all mechubar? The glass is attached to the board, which is attached to the person, to the animal. Or the oil is attached to the night, which is attached to the animal. So I think of the Lishmuel world. Yerushalmi doesn't hold of this rule of electricity, or we call electricity. It doesn't hold that if one thing is holding something else, it's all mechubar, it's all gufay. It disagrees with the aside. Yerushalmi disagrees with the Hanacha that if you touch something which is touching something else, that's all part of regen. That mechubal gufay kegufay davi. Yerushalmi disagrees with the rule. Doesn't hold it a rule. So you have machlekes the Bavli Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds yes electricity, and the Yerushalmi holds no electricity as it applies to this. His words are, what's the difference between a night with oil in it and a lady with a baby in her? It's exactly the same. Huh? It's very different, but it's the same because it got me this. If anything, which is more tzrairis is the baby than the oil. What he's saying is that this is a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. How much is considered mechubar? I don't know, is Yerushalmi going to hold if you're pulling a wagon? The animal's pulling a wagon? It's not cool for him. He doesn't explain how we're going to hold in the case of the wagon. Maybe the wagon is different than a saddle, like you said. One's on the goof and one's being pulled by it. Anyway, this is his hanocha, that the machlokes is Bavli Yerushalmi. However, it gets much more serious. You'll see why. On Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, we spoke about Tinfa Peiros LaHanasa, which we're going to have here again. Tinfa Peiros LaHanasa, the Gimel. Yeah. We had a type of shein, the tolda of shein, tolda de shein mahi nischacha b'kais l'anasa tinfa peiros l'anasa. Now we had a case of tinfa peiros l'anasa on Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going to have it again. What's the case of tinfa peiros l'hanasa? It's shame, not tzroiris. What's the case? So I already told you, the Rimagash learns, I guess it's Pashat Taich. The Rimagash learns that tinfa peiros l'hanasa is it urinated on it, or it was matal glalim on it. And why is it regel? It's all connected. It's all connected to the guf of the animal. That's how the Rimagash learns. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi teaches tinfa peiros l'hanasa shenizgalgalo alayim keder susa v'chamayrim. It was a hot day. I wanted to cool off. So it rolled in oranges, it rolled in tomatoes, and it got cooled off from it. That's how Rashi teaches tinfa peiros l'hanasa. That's certainly not tzairis. That's certainly gufay. It rolled and it squashed all the fruits, and that's shame. Like Rashi, tinfa peiros l'hanasa, that's shame. Why doesn't Rashi learn tinfa peiros l'hanasa like the Rimagash? The more pashut the taich of tinfa peiros is the Rimagash's taich. The simpler taich is that it was the tinuf, the way animals do tinuf. Isn't that the most simple taich? So Gedul Shmuel suggests that Rashi holds like the Rishali. The Rashi obviously will learn into the Bavli, not like the Rosh and the Rimagash. But the Rashi Shita in Sreiris is the Rishali Shita. That there's, so to speak, no electricity. That it has to be Gufay Mamish. It can't be something attached to Gufay which is touching the Nizik. When the animal urinates, the urine is Masik, the Meraglayim is Masik. Rashi holds that's not the Guf, that's Sreiris. The Rivagash says that's the guf. Call him chobel gufay ki gufay dad. Okay. What? I mean, that's why Rashi. That's the way we learned when we spoke on Daf Gimel. It's true. And Daf Gimel, when we learned, we were talked about the fact that the Paris just happened to be there. It wasn't that though. He's learning that Rashi holds, like, we'll have to see if there are other Rashis that'll support it, but that Rashi holds like the Yerushalmi Shita. Yes, we know there are two Shitas. So he wants to say Rashi holds like the Yerushalmi Shita. And he holds that it has to be Mamish Begufay. So we have two Shitas. It seems clear that the Machlokes is about the Yerushalmi. It's this possibility that Rashi Shita is like the Yerushalmi Shita. The different Taich in the gather of Tzrayus. Now the next step is, according to Rashi, how to explain Mu'ubaris. In other words, if we're going to say there's no machlok, that Rashi holds there's no machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi. The truth is Yerushalmi has to stem with the Mishnah also. How do you explain Mu'ubaris? If you learn that stepping on a noid and shooting out the oil is Tzrayris, why hurting a woman and causing damage to the Uber, why isn't that Tzrayris? The old Uber live Yarachimai. So why isn't that Tzrayris? That needs to answer. What? Well, it's Machlekes Tanoim, so it has to shtim with everybody. It's, I don't know where the main sugya. The Gemara Lo B'Shah says, Bishlom Laman Diyama Obi Yarachimai, and I'm not sure where the main sugya it is. But like Dabbe Shein Miskavim on Shabbos, it's Machlekes Dabbe Shein Miskavim of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. I think there's no main sugi anywhere in Shabbos. Everywhere in Shabbos it says Bishlom of Shimon, and it's this way, Rabbi Yehuda. And there's any main sugi of it. I have a suspicion it'll be Yerachim, but maybe there's a main sugi, I should say. But anyway, how do you explain Mu'beres? How do you explain Mu'beres to not be Tzrayris? If you mazik the mother and it causes a damage to the baby, how does somebody explain that that's not Tzrayris? That nekuda needs hesber. It sounds like something that should be easy to answer, because the heregish is that a pregnant woman is more attached to the baby than an animal to its wagon, or a noy to the shemen, or any of the cases we're talking about. The hergish is that way. But the geder, that's because the hergish is over Yerachim. But the geder ha'inyan, how it is that way, is difficult, a little hard to understand what's the hesber and the difference. The hesber. I don't know, every time we learn Obi Yerachimai, Alav Yerachimai, I always think back to Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. It's actually the tshuva, which no one believes exists. Rabbi Kivegas Kasha, if you hold Obi Yerachimai, if a person is boil, his pregnant wife, why isn't he over for being Baal Bitai? Kivegas such a Kasha. If he's boil Ishtai Muberes, which is carrying his daughter, so why isn't he over for Baal Bitai? So Hergish tells you, Kasha doesn't make sense. His teretz is not going to make anybody happy either. His teretz is, Yitaka Baal Bitai, but it's Lav Derech Bia, Agabi the daughter, so therefore there's no issa.
But
It's true. I think Reish Chaf Gimel, Reish Chaf Dalet, right?
Yerachim is doing that as a person. Yerachim is another Eiver.
It's another Eiver. And it's not a Bas, it's not his Bas.
It's not anything. It's
not a... So you're saying it's a bigger kasha of Ubalav Yerachim. Ubalav Yerachim, he wasn't Bayal's daughter.
It's not Yerachim, but
it wasn't Bayal. If it's Yerachim, I... So it's Bitai, which is Yerachim.
It's
so is this understanding going to help us answer now? You're right. That doesn't help you. What's the heritage? What's the difference? If you're mazik a mu'uber, I mean, I can tell you the Gdolish was pshat, but it goes into a pilpul to answer it. The heritage is that it should be easier to answer it. If you're mazik a mu'uberes, the animal didn't hit the stomach of the mu'uberes. The animal hit the mu'uberes in the head. Or hit it in the foot. And let's say the mu'uberes bled so much that the baby was lost. Why isn't that tzoreres? Should be easy to answer, I'm not sure. There has to be an easier way to answer, because Mubaris is so different that there has to be some Nakuda of Chilik that should make it easier to answer why Mubaris is different. Alright, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'll tell you what he says. I mean, his Teretz are Teretz, but it shouldn't need a whole Chil Shtikul Teretz to answer why Mubaris is different, you know, for the moment. Maybe Mubaris is different. If let's say you have a person, Loyalane was sick in the hospital, and he's on a machine, the machine is keeping him alive, let's say. He doesn't have a heart, and he's on a heart machine. The heart's pumping blood through his body. So someone breaks the machine, an animal breaks the machine, that's story was Lagabi the bad, Lagabi the person. Tzoreres. Well, it's part of his goof, it's his machine, no? It's still connected to him. What I mean to say is, Umuberes is a machine for the baby. Right? The mother's heart is pumping blood for the baby. The mother's lungs are breathing in oxygen for the baby. The mother's brain is doing all the functions of the baby. So Mubaris should be different, because even if you don't hold it, the Rosh Hashita, again, I don't want to backtrack. The Rosh is the Rimagash, Hol Kolam Chabal Gufay Kagufay Dami, and Mubaris is easy. Notice the Ika Shita is probably the Rosh and the Rimagash. The Kolam Chabal Gufay Kagufay, and if you're attached to something that's attached, it's also Kagufay, and therefore Mubaris and Isha, even if you have Lav Yerechimai, that's the main Shita. We're talking now about the second Shita, which he calls Rashi Shita, Yerushalmi Shita, that holds that stam being attached is nothing. Just because you're attached doesn't make it kagufay. Certain things, a saddle or a bell, are gufay. But certain things that are attached are not. A noid in shemen is not considered attached. So we have a kasha, the mother muberes and the ubera should be like a wagon and a horse, or it should be like a noid and oil. Maybe it's different because the mother is what's giving the... It's like a machine that's giving life to somebody. Somebody has a machine giving him life. That's more than mechubah like a wagon. That's mechubah like ukib shel or zukshav etzavarens. It becomes more of a chedek of the body. The mother is sort of a machine for the baby. He's pumping the blood of the baby. The shemen, that's just because the night is going to spill out. Do you mean the night is giving chiyus to the shemen also?
Yeah, the wagon.
See, the night doesn't give existence to the shemen or kayach to it. It just, the shemen is unfortunately in a place where it's going to spill. You know, if it happens to be on a, you know, in the night in a keli, then it won't happen. you know, tonight.
How do we still have the Rambam's
The machlekes will be a lav yerech you may have to do if you have mishachar in eved. Are you being mishachar the mother?
According to this, it sounds like that it's pashut that it's over here. Because if the child, everything he gets is from the mother.
That's a metzius. That even if you all go b'lav yerechim, it's a metzius. The metzius is that the that one over is giving shias to the other over. That the mubar is giving shias to the over. Whoever says b'lav yerechim doesn't think that a baby could live without a mother. There's no such metzius. Gemara says that every time a pregnant woman dies, the baby always dies before the mother. Says Gemara, because it's the metzius advar. So the mother, the Gemara knew that the mother gives chiyus to the baby. We know that. And yet there's a mandiyom umalav yarachimai. So umalav yarachimai is to do with everything. I'm just saying, legabe tzroiris, the whole raya for muberis, the first time you read it in the Gedule Shmuel, this muberis sounds different. Muberis is more like gezug sheba tavara, shlush shalah. It's more something which is wrapped in the guf, more than like you're dragging a wagon. So somehow to go into a pilpul, which in Vilash will go to a shtickle Torah, to explain it, it's a little questionable whether, I'm saying this Torah is true, I'm not saying it's not true, it's true, but I don't think you need it for Muberis, because there's some hergish that Muberis is different. Now here's a shtickle Torah to answer it. The Torah has to do with the Gemara and the Yom Beis, so Yitzhashem will get to it. Just before we finish the Mishnah, I wanted to point out the bottom Tosis to you. Tosis here leaves something hanging, which we're going to have to at some point answer. Darsa al Akli. Omer Reed, Yitzchak Lashmina. The case of Darsa al Akli. The Saka Daitach Amina de Mishumahu. Kiman de Darsa Kol Kach Bechayzik. Shenitis Hashever Akli Acher. See, Tosis learns that the Darsa al Akli is that it shot out and broke the second Kli. Not that it just fell on it. It was nitiz, except on one kli, and suddenly shot out and broke a second kli, b'shavrai. It was stam lehezik miskavna. Probably it was miskavit to be nazik. So Taisa learned kera. So yeah, I just want to point out to you, the case here is, an animal stepping on a kli is normal. An animal stepping on a kolkach b'chayzik, I would think, that's Mishanahu, given that doesn't go to Bechaz, you need to shove out Kliach Mishavrai, Umistamala has it in the scavin. So therefore, I would think what? That if it stepped on the first Kli, it should be Chatzin Ezek on the first Kli, it's Mishonah. It stepped Kokach Bechazik, it's Mishonah. I would think it's Chatzin Ezek on the first Kli. Kamash Malan, what? Kamash Malan. That the step called Kach Bechayzik is Orchei. Is that Pshat and Taisis? I would think that the step called Kach Bechayzik is Mishona. Kamash Malan, that it's Orchei. So the Havim Minim Haskon is in the Derech of Animals. You could learn that way. Or you could learn differently. You could learn, talk to me, the Mishonahu. And you pay Chatzin Ezek, Kamash Malan. Since if it would have stepped on the first kli, not b'chayzik, it would have broken it also. Just because now it stepped on it b'chayzik, that didn't change the copy of the first kli. That changed things for the second kli. But you didn't need the mishonah, and therefore you paid the nezek sholem on the first kli. See what I'm saying? When you learn this taisvis, it's missing something. Every time you learn a gemara, it's a sakna to chamina so and so, kamash malan. And tells you what the emes is. Tais doesn't tell you kamash malan. Tais says sakta et hachamina de mishonu ki derkach bechayzik shnei zashava stam ala hezek niskavna. So shvi chati nezek kamash malan what? It's missing in Tais is what the kamash malan is. That's something that you have to work on. It's giving a get to a gemara in your test to understand what the word of kamash malan here is in this Tais. So we're not going to come back to it tomorrow, but you should make a note of it that this Nekuda in Taisus needs a Hasbro. Right, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to start the Gemara.